Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 401 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. It ran over a little child. He came in about 2:30 and he couldn't work any more on his books until a quarter after 4. He trembled just as much on that occasion as he did on the Sunday after Mary Fagan was killed. Another time I remember when I went over to the main factory and he and Mr. Montag had a fuse on the fourth floor. Mr. Montag hollered at him considerably, and he was very nervous the rest of the evening. He shook and trembled. He says, "Mr. Darley, I just can't work," and some of the boys told me he took some spirits of ammonia for his nerves. Everybody was excited in the factory that morning after Mary Fagan was killed. Starnes and Black and Rogers were there, and it seems like they were all excited. Looked like everybody was worried. As to another mistake in the picture, states Exhibit A, the bottom of the ladder in the basement is much closer to the elevator than what is shown on the picture. It is about 5 feet. On the picture, it looks to be about 10 feet. The toilet in the basement is closer to the wall than the picture shows. It is right up against the wall. The picture doesn't show the Clark Woodwear Company back of the elevator. The Clark Woodwear Company also is closer to the elevator than the picture shows. On the stairs from the first to the second floor, there are double doors instead of single doors, as shown on the picture. The picture shows up Frank's inner office a good deal larger than the other office. As a matter of fact, the other office is larger. The outer office is 12 feet 4 inches wide, the inner office 10 feet 3. The picture shows a great big wide place for a door between the inside office and the outside office, making it look like a double door. That